I was young the first time I seen somebody die. Maybe about 8 or 9 years old. I'm about 10 years older than my sister and 5 years older than my brother. It was the usual thing on the weekends. We would go and visit my grandma and grandpa and my dad and his four sisters. And alcohol was generally exhibit A, lots of alcohol consumption. Usually my dad would drive home pretty blasted to our house back in Tinley Park coming from Burbank. I remember several times my dad being so drunk he could hardly walk, and yet we were driving home. And me as a little kid spent much of my childhood in the back seat of the car wondering if we were ever going to make it. I remember a couple times my dad being so drunk that he was actually vomiting out the car window as we were driving down the road. There was this one time that I'll always remember, really hard to get out of my memory. We were coming home and my dad was really drunk this time, and we're going down Ridgeland Avenue, kind of by where Riley's Trick Shop is at. This is probably, I would say, 1977, 78, 79, somewhere around there. And we were going down the street, and I'll never forget it, a guy passed us in a four-door green Chevy Impala. And he obviously was as drunk or drunker than my father, and he managed to clip head-on a station wagon. I seen the whole thing. I seen it about to happen. He was passing us on the Ridgeland Avenue, and I seen it all happen. I seen the mom and dad, their heads came through the windshield, blood all over the place. And I'll never forget two things. One, there was two little girls in the back seat of the station wagon, and one of the girls was screaming, "Dad! Dad!" And her father was a bloody mess with his head through the window. The other thing that I'll remember is the guy that hit these people actually was unscathed and got out of his car and was walking around. Of course, we didn't stop because my dad was also highly intoxicated. And you would think that things would change after that, but it was the next weekend back to the same thing. And I spent much of my childhood in the back seat, wondering if I will live or if I was the next casualty. It was a bloody Sunday. A bloody Sunday that I will never forget.